Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy with fog early today with highs around 87. Mainly clear skies tonight, 66. Highs level off around 91 tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms Sunday. Daytime highs approaching 87. 92. A mix of clouds and sun Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 61.
Kansas Mid-American of News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The midterm elections of 2026 across the state of Kansas continue to ramp up after another candidate has officially thrown their hat in the ring for the governor's race of 2026, as Democrat State Senator Cindy Holscher has officially announced her run for governor after releasing a press statement yesterday. Holscher has been a state senator since 2020, prior to that being a member of the state house since 2016. As she released her statement yesterday saying, quote, too many Kansans are still struggling to get by, and the politicians in Washington, D.C. are making it worse. I'm running for governor to find real solutions and to put real Kansans first. According to the priority list that she released in her statement, she said, as a Democrat, she is looking to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, invest in public education, providing tax relief for working and middle-class Kansans, and fighting to ensure Kansas families can afford to live and work in the state. She is the first Democrat candidate to jump into the governor's race. Mid-America Network News.
Oh, hail! Mother Nature blessed Midwest Kia with a few tiny dents. And now we're slashing prices with some big discounts. Little dings mean huge savings for you. While we were able to hide half the inventory indoors, some of our new and used inventory was slightly dinged up in the most recent storm. There's only one way to fix the problem now, and that's get them gone. If you're looking for an unbeatable deal, come down to Midwest Kia now. You can drive away today in a brand new Kia K4 EX for just $299 a month. 36-month lease with zero due at signing, no security deposit. Save thousands during the Midwest Kia Hail Sale. These cars won't last, and neither will these prices. Midwest Kia, where every storm has a silver lining and a better bottom line. And as always, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. $299 lease payment based on approved credit with Kia Motors Finance, plus tax, title, and license. Zero due at signing, 36-month, 30,000 miles per year. See dealer for details. Sale ends July 6th.
Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas ended up breaking ground, or quote, breaking glass this week, kicking off a major building project at the Topeka campus as the announcement was made for the Henderson Learning Resource Center to be the quote, largest building transformation at the university's history. WIBW reports that the event took place on Tuesday afternoon this week, where they say the Henderson Learning Resource Center will be the quote, cornerstone academic building through which nearly every Washburn student of the last 50 years has passed. The new renovated building will be known as the Advisors Excel Hall. In other news, Kansas State lawmakers say they are investigating after the concerns about the potential changing of grades at a school in Wichita, Wichita Southeast High School, claiming that the principal of the school had been part of a grade tampering scheme. WIBW reports that the investigation is happening at the largest school district in the state, saying the graduation rates had improved by near 5% after the district had celebrated a district-wide improvement for graduation rates with a near 5% jump from 2023 to 2024.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Politics and election season wrapping up in the state of Nebraska after former Democrat Omaha State Senator Tony Vargas has officially endorsed the Political Action Committee co-founder and business owner Denise Powell for her bid in the Nebraska 2nd Congressional District. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the endorsement comes after the Omaha State Senator John Kavanaugh had declared his candidacy for the seat, as Vargas, the Democrat who represented South Omaha in the state legislature, endorsed Powell, saying, quote, Denise's leadership and proven record of bringing young people together to solve our toughest problems is why I'm proud to support her campaign for Congress. It comes at a time where Democrats say they are gaining momentum in trying to change both the state legislature and the congressional makeup in the state of Nebraska by pushing back on the Trump agenda at the federal level and seeing what they say is, quote, a growth in diversity across the state of Nebraska, looking for new and fresh ideas. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Everything's a little better when it's super. Heroes, markets, sized, and of course, checks. A Super Check gives you an in-depth review of your current insurance coverage with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, no matter who your insurance provider is. That's super cool. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent to make sure you're properly covered at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Sam Wymore Days begin Friday evening, continuing Saturday with a flea market and vendor fair at the Arbor State Park. Friday night block party downtown runs 6 until 9 with carnival games, bounce houses, a mechanical bull, food trucks, and more. Little Tugger's tractor pull sign up Friday 7 p.m. Can't see me live at the doghouse at 9. Saturday pancake feed at the Wymore Community Building 7:30 till 9. 5K, 1 mile, and kids run Saturday at 8 with a parade downtown at 10:30. And a chicken barbecue at McCandless Park begins at 11:30. Welsh Museum, Schoolhouse, and Railroad Museum in Wymore and the Johnson Cabin in Blue Springs will be open. Swim free at the pool from noon until 8, plus 3-on-3 basketball, cornhole, garden tractor pull, scavenger hunt at 2. Sean Cole is live at 5 Saturday for a parking lot party at J&M Liquor, with movies at dark and fireworks at the Arbor State Park. Full schedule of events is on Facebook at Sam Wymore Days. The annual Washington County Rodeo, Friday and Saturday nights, performance each evening at 7. A free pork burger meal will serve Friday beginning at 5, followed by a rodeo dance each evening at the fairgrounds in Washington. Sixth annual Vermilion Car Show is Saturday. Cars, trucks, antique tractors, and motorcycles welcome. Registration 8 to 10, show runs 10 to 2. $30 entry fee with category winners and top 30 awards. Each entry gets a homemade pie. Seneca will host a second Saturday event, highlighted by the Museum Fest from 10 to 2, with Seneca Museums open free, including the Pony Express, Fire Department, Military Museum, Historic Jail and Sheriff Residence, and the Hand-Dug Well, with prize drawings for attendees. Victorian Games at the former Masonic Temple from 10 to 2, an Eisenhower reenactor at the Seneca Library at 10, and historic presentation by author Rosie Bossy at 1, a historic scavenger hunt is planned. Free live music in downtown Seneca Saturday from 6 until 8:30 with the Elliott Burns Band at 5th and Main Street. Lawn chairs are encouraged. Seneca Downtown Impact is also kicking off their summer passport program, which continues through September. Full details online at comeseeseneca.com. Marysville Kiwanis will host their annual baseball tournament this weekend at the Lakeview Sports Complex. Washington County Public Works advising Heritage Road from 10th to 11th will be closed Monday for a culvert replacement. Gene Reedy will be our public affairs guest this weekend on KNDY. He's among volunteers who have restored and maintained the Johnson Cabin in Blue Springs. It was refreshed this year in honor of 75 years since it was moved to the park in Blue Springs from the site where it was first built in 1855. The cabin was showcased during Memorial Day weekend and again during the recent Cattlemen's Ball, which brought thousands to Southern Gage County this past weekend. It will be open again this weekend for Sam Wymore Days. Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
The cabin was out east of town, and she had some volunteers jack it up with track jacks and actually put it on a trailer and pulled by the tractor, and the roof was pretty well, it was gone more or less, deteriorated out there, and she brought it here and put it in Bruce Springs Park here.
Marysville Mayor Todd Fry joined the conversation this week on our party line and commented on a couple of major projects underway in the community.
Well, we've got a lot of kind of projects going on now that we're in the full swing of summer spring projects. We've got some road work underway. If folks haven't noticed, 11th Road south of CJ East is now closed because the surface is being taken up and rebuilt, and we're finally going to have that 11th Road project finished. It's a little inconvenient right now, but it'll be great when it's done. And after that, we're going to jump into the 12th Road project out by Hometown Lumber or Club 36 and start working on that project. the roads are pretty rough, and it's been chewed over quite a bit. So it's time we got to work on those. Those are some big projects. We also have a storm sewer project there at Nordis Motors on Center Street that's had some flooding issues. We have a storm sewer collapse. We have to do some big excavations there, and hopefully that project starts in the next month or two so we can kind of have it on the road to completion before the rains come this fall, and we'll have removed a dangerous issue there, and that's another project we've been working on for quite a while. So, yeah, there's a lot of projects going on.
Mayor Todd Fry went on to note other priorities upcoming.
Definitely executing on the plans that we have. I'd like to see 12th Road significantly accomplished. 11th Road will be done. If we get 12th done, I'd like to see us start doing serious work on Keystone and 11th Terrace and some of these other areas out there. Of course, then we've also got to look at the other roads around the edge of town that need love, like Jayhawk Road, 8th Road, etc. But I also want to make sure we don't, lose the plot on some of our downtown efforts. I'd like to see our revitalization as far as housing and businesses downtown kind of keep momentum to succeed, and work closely with the new director of the Marshall County Partnership for Growth to solve some of our other housing, childcare needs, as well as hopefully, lure some more nightlife. It's been my thing all along. I'd love to have a little more vibrant of an evening environment downtown. And hopefully we can get some businesses on board with supporting that, maybe bring some in to businesses or to buildings that aren't occupied or underoccupied now. I'd like to see some of that happen as well.
Dr. John M. Ryan, age 77, formerly of Marysville, passed away June 3rd. Funeral arrangements pending for Dr. John Ryan. He had served for some 40 years as a doctor at CMH in Marysville and the Marysville Clinic.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken gravy with a biscuit, peas, and fresh fruit. Monday's menu, chicken strips, some muffin, cheesy potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny and a bit warmer today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunny on Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Staying sunny throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower 90s, then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms over Sunday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain showers are possible as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. More rain showers possible throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Rain showers still continue as we head into Wednesday, otherwise some sunshine with our highs in the lower 90s. Then scattered showers early Wednesday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. And sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June 85, record high on this date 107. The average low 64 and the record low 42. Sunset this evening 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 5:59. Sunny and 60 degrees this morning in Marysville. And let's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday the 13th of June. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Tired of worrying about your fuel deliveries? At Kermer Oil, we understand that when you need it, you really need it. Since 1976, we've been the region's trusted fuel provider. We've built our reputation on dependable service, ensuring your bulk fuel, propane, and oil arrive exactly when you expect them. You can count on Kermer Oil for on-time delivery and a fair price every time. We're part of your community. Give us a call today or visit us at KermerOil.com. Kermer Oil, your reliable fuel partner.
College in basketball, game four of the Stanley Cup final, like games one and two, goes to overtime.
Florida makes the long change, breaking free as Draisaitl to the net, score! Leon Draisaitl has tied the series with his fourth OT winner in the playoffs. Final score, Edmonton 5, Florida 4, in overtime.
At 6:30, CHED, fourth time he's just heard in these playoffs, second time in the finals, an OT winner from Draisaitl. Oilers 5-4 over the Panthers, evening the cup finals at 2. They erased a 3-goal deficit, bouncing back after allowing a tying goal in the waning seconds of regulation. 3 of the first 4 games of the finals have gone extra time. First time that's happened since 2013. Hey, tune in to ESPN Radio for Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight. Pacers host the Thunder. It's presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7:30 Eastern right here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Pacers 1-3, 116-107 to go up 2-1. They outscore the Thunder 32-18 in the fourth quarter. Their reserves outscoring OKC's reserves 49-18. And SGA was held to just one field goal in that final quarter. J.J. Spahn, the U.S. Open leader, after a bogey-free 66. That matches the lowest opening round for the U.S. Open at Oakmont. It's his first career bogey-free round at a major. Baseball Brewers, they are 6-0 winners on Friday night as their offense erupts early. Pete Crow Armstrong, a two-run shot. Seiya Suzuki solo. Cubs 3-2 over the Pirates. Jeff McNeil, Brandon Nimmo each win deep net. 6th straight win. But they lose Kodai Senga to a hamstring in that 4-3 victory over the Washington Nationals.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. Keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get 2 free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. U.S. stock futures are down and the dollar is higher as investors run for safety in the face of the Israeli airstrikes on Iran and Tehran's promise to retaliate. European stocks likewise were selling off overnight. On Wall Street Thursday, the Dow Jones gained 101 points to close at 42,967. The Standard & Poor's rose 0.4%, and a solid performance from tech shares lifted the NASDAQ composite 0.25%. Despite the volatility in the stock market, retirees did better last month when the average Social Security payment reached $2,002.39. It was the first time in history that the monthly average has exceeded $2,000. And 13 is a lucky number for donut lovers. On this Friday the 13th, Krispy Kreme customers who buy a dozen donuts of any type can get another dozen original glazed for 13 cents. Tomorrow, the chain rolls out 2 Father's Day-themed donuts. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs, whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work. We provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
Landall in Marysville is hiring a warranty service tech for the trailer product line. Candidates will coordinate warranty claims with customers, troubleshoot service issues, and set up. Must have ability to evaluate system problems, hydraulics, electrical, and mechanical issues, and answer questions related to trailer products. Must be able to communicate technical information to customers, dealers, and representatives, and provide total customer satisfaction and uphold a reputable image for Landall Company. Apply online at Landall.com
EEO Vets and Disability. Welcome.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. A new proposal for 24/7 futures trading could change how farmers market their grain and livestock. It promises more flexibility and real-time access, but also brings concerns about volatility and the pressure to monitor markets around the clock. Here's Larry Steckline with more on that.
Well, friends, there's a lot of repercussion and talk going on about the Commodity Futures Trading Commission issuing a statement that they would kind of like to go to all-day futures trading. Right now, it halts after 5 days, not after 8 hours or 10 hours. Public comment is asked for by the Trading Commission, and they're getting it. There's at least 30 companies and organizations that are opposing it right now. They should, because, friends, why in the world would you get... How would you determine cash price? That's the first question I'll ask these so-called spurtexes that know it all that are proposing this. Cash price at our elevator, sadly enough, terrible market for all of us in agriculture, has been for 50, 75 years, is based on the futures trading going on. So at the end of the day, in fact, a lot of places will not give you anything during trading hours for your wheat until it closes. During trading hours, they'll put it up for bid, and after trading hours, no sales. So folks, how would you determine when you would price the wheat if it's being traded 24 hours a day? Is it at 8 o'clock this morning or 8 o'clock tonight or midnight? In the meantime, the May 1 cattle on feed report indicated again that we're not rebuilding herds. I think it was a bullish report, although it was right in line with the average trade guess. On feed, 98% placed in April, 97% marketings in April, 97%. Nobody's building it up, friends. That's good news. Means this old cattle market should remain stable and strong.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. The piping plover is a small, endangered shorebird that occasionally makes its way through Kansas. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken describes this rare visitor.
Piping plover is a type of shorebird, and so there are these birds that like to walk along the edge of shores, as their name implies. So they like to be near bodies of water, open areas. There are actually some that live in grasslands, but they're these small birds, a little bit bigger than a sparrow, and they like to walk along these open areas, have really long legs, really long beaks a lot of times. So a unique group of birds.
Gerken details the piping plover's distinct characteristics and how it interacts with Kansas landscapes.
Piping plovers are an endangered type of plovers. They're an endangered type of shorebird. They have gray backs, white bellies, yellow legs, and they have a dark band around their neck. But they're an endangered species, so their populations have declined. The Audubon Society in 2006, I think, the early 2000s, listed the piping plover as one of its top 10 endangered species to think about. So it's a shorebird that has population declines, and there's recently been one spotted in Kansas. So it's at Webster State Park, and that is in Rooks County, which is just north of Hayes. And so on the beach there, there's a nest, a confirmed nest. They have the area taped off with caution tape, but you can still go from a safe distance with binoculars and see the piping plover if you'd like to.
He explains the bird's life cycle and feeding habits.
On average, they're going to have about 4 eggs in a clutch. And so sometimes they'll have 5, sometimes they'll have 3, but on average, it's going to be 4 different eggs. And hopefully those offspring can grow up and survive. The piping plovers are monogamous, so they mate with the same individual their entire life. They're going to have those offspring. The offspring, when they wake up, they can act just like an adult. So they generally are leaving the nest pretty quickly after they're hatched. And most of the time they have really long beaks or bills. And so those allow them to get down into some of those wetter habitats that we think about and get a lot of different invertebrates. So they're primarily eating different types of bugs that we would see on the shoreline. Some of them can get deeper and get worms or something like that. But a lot of times they're going along the edge of the shore looking for different types of aquatic invertebrates or maybe some terrestrial ones that are on that shoreline too.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken discussing the endangered shorebird piping plover. He mentions its characteristics, life cycle, and why it sometimes stops by in Kansas. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It is an insect that's been around since prehistoric times with a catalog of folk legends to match. We're talking about dragonflies today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 13th. It is the 164th day of the year, and comedian-turned-actor Tim Allen has a birthday. Just about everyone calls them dragonflies these days, but there's a rich history of folklore surrounding the ancient insects. They were sometimes called the devil's darning needle because their flying pattern resembled a sewing stitch. Naughty children were warned the next insect might sew up their lips. In the South, an idea that dragonflies could cure snake bites earned them the name snake doctors. In terms like horse mosquito or horse stinger came from the belief that they had an appetite for horse flesh. It goes to show that even old-time wisdom was not always wise. Despite their ferocious appearance, dragonflies have little interest in humans or animals. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY. Sunshine and 60 this hour. Highs in the upper 80s forecast for Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it may be bad news for the state of Kansas, but legislators in the state of Missouri have officially signed a law and have sent it to the governor's desk to incentivize the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals to remain within the Missouri side of the line. As WIBW reports, according to the special session, the Missouri House of Representatives approved the bill as of Wednesday, with the state Senate passing it on Thursday, allowing both the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals to make upgrades to their existing stadiums or construct new stadiums. The plan does allow the teams to get a bond of their current state tax revenue that comes out to nearly $29 million for the Chiefs and $26 million for the Royals, also allowing a 10% tax credit up to $50 million and half of their projects. Within the bill, they also say that there is a clawback trigger, saying that if any of the teams relocate their headquarters or training facilities to another state, the money will have to be returned. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The hot spot this summer is at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Warm weather and long summer days means grilling season is upon us. Steaks, burgers, chops, wings, brisket, and more.
When it's time to fire up the grill or smoker, stop in and see Tony the Meat Man, where he knows you by name, at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Always with the freshest cuts and great products. Use the drive-up window for easy convenience with prices that won't break the bank. And don't forget, we have the coldest beer in town.
Find us along Highway 36 in Marysville, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Be the talk of the neighborhood all weekend long by stopping in at Tony's Meat Market.
And let us get your grilling party kicked off right.
Mark your calendars for June 13th and 14th and join Main Street Hair Design for the annual Sam Wymore Days. There will be something for everyone, so bring the whole family. Hope to see you there. From Main Street Hair Design Salon in Wymore, a full-service salon offering haircuts, perms, colors, and waxes. J&M Liquor invites you out to Sam Wymore Days. Join us June 13th and 14th for the flea market at Arbor State Park under the Big Top. There will be delicious foods and antiques, collectibles, handmade gifts, and more. Visit the Beer Garden on Saturday to see Sean Cole from J&M Liquor in Wymore.
KNDY.